Well, later this afternoon, the Dáil is due to hear statements on child protection. These were scheduled following an earlier controversy about references provided to a Sinn Féin press officer who was under investigation for child abuse. Just before we came on air, it emerged that Mary Lou MacDonald is to make a comprehensive statement on another case. That's the case of a former party member who sent an inappropriate text to a teenager. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane, is at Leinster House for us this afternoon. Micheál, we'll come back to the Brian Stanley case in a few moments. But first of all, that breaking news, a statement expected from Mary Lou MacDonald. What can you tell us?
Well, I think if questions are beginning to be asked repeatedly over the last 24 hours, they do centre on this particular area. That is that case of a former Sinn Féin member who was suspended first and then resigned from the party, who sent an inappropriate text to a teenager, and it was referred to the PSNI, and the PSNI later telling Sinn Féin that it wasn't carrying out an investigation. But there, in particular, Ivana Batric, the Labour Party leader, has been asking, was this person a party member, a party official, or someone who held elected office? And it seems that the Sinn Féin leader will provide some clarity on this when she takes to her feet in those Dáil statements later this afternoon.
Those statements, I think, are they due about 3.30 or so?
Yeah, about 3.30. And if going into it, there have been calls on Sinn Féin to provide further answers on this case and indeed the many controversies engulfing the party. But this will be a significant development. And it is an area, I think, that will lead to many other questions too. I suppose, in particular, Sinn Féin will be asked if this person had any links to sporting organisations. Were they informed too about the fact that the matter had been referred to the PSNI?
Let's move on then, or return rather, to the Brian Stanley case. We heard there from Paul about some new developments this lunchtime. Politically speaking, where does all of this stand now?
The political charge, and the central one that Sinn Féin is going to be asked to explain further, I think, relates to the fact that it did take some time indeed before it was referred to the Gardaí. The Taoiseach are talking about a culture of secrecy within the party, and I think that is the political accusation, that Sinn Féin put its own internal procedures first. Of course, it rejects that, saying that it had to follow those procedures because what it received initially was not a complaint of a criminal nature. But more detail beginning to emerge, as Paul Reynolds reported there, about what it has passed on to the Gardaí. It has passed on text messages between the two parties and the dates of the alleged incidents as well, dating back to October, but not being brought to the party until last July. Of course, last July, a significant date, Brian Stanley said too, because once that complaint really got into the central party system, he believes it ended his chances of getting selected to run in the Laois constituency for Sinn Féin.
Before you leave us, Micheál, a number of issues before Cabinet this morning. Any decisions made?
Well, Cabinet is going to move ahead with that budget announcement, the legislation to underpin it, that is making HRT freely available to women who have it prescribed. Now, Stephen Donnelly had announced that in the budget anyway, but there is legislation needed to underpin it, so it's going to move in that direction. If it doesn't get there, because there is an election looming, it seems, I think that the HRT will still be available freely from January, but that it will be done on an administrative basis then.
Micheál, many thanks for that. It sounds as though you have a busy few hours ahead of you.